Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. Looking for today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchen gear? Head to MyEnvies.com because they've got what you're looking for and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey gang, shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt. Thanks for hanging out, and a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates. BizTalk is going overtime, getting us new affiliates coast to coast. We are so delighted. And thanks for hanging out as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello, gives me the salute, very jaunty salute back to you, sir, as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So I'm getting some cool emails lately, and I love the emails that kind of ask the questions that, you know, a lot of people are kind of not really wanting to ask. Maybe they'll ask, maybe they won't ask. One of the biggest things that keeps coming at me, and I'm so delighted that this is where we are with today's economy, people are feeling very secure, much more secure than they have in years past. And it's terrific. You know, the economy's on an upswing. People are feeling more secure in their jobs, feeling a little more secure in their finances. They're feeling better about, you know, being able to pay the rent, pay the mortgage, pay the car payment, whatever. And I start getting this feedback from people saying, you know, should I be focusing more on saving money? Should I be focusing more on spending smart? Or should I just focus completely on, you know, getting the next job, getting the next raise, getting the next whatever? And I wanted to do a quick primer course for stuff that, just to kind of reiterate and reinforce what we're talking about here in the show. We're talking about your financial freedom, the steps that it's going to take to get you from where you are today to be just feeling tremendously financially free, to knowing that your hard work is translating into your financial freedom. And so that doesn't just mean, it's a multifaceted approach here, guys. It's a strategy that has a lot of different prongs to it here. You're focusing on earning all the money you can for your household. You're focusing on spending that money as wisely as possible to earn your financial freedom as early in life or as late in life or as quickly as you want it. That's what we're talking about here. So big reasons why you should be saving money right now, even today, even when borrowing is getting cheaper and easier and you feel like your credit score is going up just a bit. Maybe you're getting those lower rate credit cards coming in the mail. Maybe you're thinking about borrowing a little bit instead. This is just a, you know, come back to the sound of my voice kind of thing here today, where we're talking about big reasons to just stay, you know, keep your nose to the grindstone, so to speak, keep earning that money at the best rate you can without burning yourself out, but also to save it and spend it smart. One of the biggest reasons people are coming back to me at, this is why we do this, why we work hard to, you know, to earn and we work hard to save, becoming financially independent. That is the biggest thing people came back to me at. And it sounds like a vague phrase. It's not meant to. You know, because of course the measuring stick for being rich, air quotes, is different depending on whoever you talk to. However, the one thing that I'm hearing back from people, well, you know, the notion of being rich or wealthy, what it means to most people, is having financial independence. You can take a week off. You can buy the shore house. You can buy the lake house. You can buy the mountain house. You can buy your own house flat out. No more mortgage on that. You're buying your cars with cash. You're getting your kids into the schools that you want them to be in. You know, you can afford these small things for yourself or the big things for yourself. Financial independence, okay? Calling your own shots, financially speaking, means having the freedom to make the choices in your life separate from earning a paycheck, okay? So this might mean, you know, fill in the blank with whatever you want to for financial independence. Taking a vacation whenever you want to. Leaving work. Going back to school. Switching careers. Starting your own business from scratch. Investing in someone else's startup. Helping family members who are in a tough way right now. Taking on maybe a lesser paying job that is far more personally satisfying than being financially beneficial. This is what it means for people to be financially independent. Being able to retire with no mortgage. That's financially independent. Being able to go on a vacation for 1 month a year where for the vast majority of your life you couldn't. That's financial independence. Just making sure that all of your hard work is being reflected in a lifestyle that you can afford, something long-term where you're not going crazy spending like some lifestyle, the rich and famous type thing, but where you know that your hard work today is going to pay off in a financial lifestyle down the road that's just far easier. This is why we're sacrificing today. Okay, I'm loving this stuff these reasons people are sending me. Financial independence isn't the same as being rich, okay? It's about not having to depend on receiving a paycheck. Okay, that can make you feel rich beyond your wildest dreams. Having savings that you thought previously impossible, having savings that you know you can rely on for an extended amount of time is what it takes for a lot of people to feel rich. That's kind of where I'm at. I want to know where, if God forbid something happens, my family's going to be just fine, where I can take some time off if I want to, where the house is paid off. If you guys have car payments, we don't. We've got the older used cars, and we love it that way. You guys, a lot of people have a car payment. They want to get rid of that. That is feeling financially independent. This is why we're going to go through a quick list here of stuff sent for me from listeners coast to coast, ways that they are saving money. Just, you know, don't let today's headlines get you feeling too much in the mood to spend. Your job's more secure than it has been in years. Congratulations. Your salary is probably on an upward trend for the first time in years and years. Congratulations. You're feeling more secure. Congratulations. Don't let those feelings of security lull you into an idea where you can spend more money, because that's not what we're here to do. We're here to save your hard-earned money in a way that's going to help you retire, flat-out retire faster than you are right now, faster than you are if you keep spending like a nut, okay? Everybody knows people around us. Maybe you've got people in your family tree who spend money like lunatics, so by comparison, you're looking like a really smart spender. Just write down, just in a quiet moment, write down exactly what your most lofty financial goals are. Because on this show, this is where we start making those lofty goals into a closer and closer reality. Here's what I want you to do. And this is a really good one, actually. I've got piles of paper in front of me here. These are the reasons why you should keep saving money, even when borrowing is cheap and easy. I'm talking to people who are now, in today's age, they're feeling better in their jobs, their household finances are more secure, maybe their spouse is, you know, getting a little bit of a bump in their finances as well. It's all good. These people are going for, this is pretty cool, buying their groceries with cash only. I think everybody I know, myself included, we're all buying groceries with credit cards. It's just the easy way. You swipe it, you're done, boom. These people are going out and buying their groceries with cash each week. And it takes a discipline that you can hear the smile in my voice. It takes a discipline that I highly respect. It's good stuff. If you normally charge all of your purchases, not just groceries, on your credit card, and then you don't pay off your credit cards in full each month, and a lot of people don't. We do in our household. We're kind of nuts like that. But a lot of people, you know, they're buying their groceries. Hey, I got, you know, half off on tuna fish. Hey, this, you know, buy one, get one for a loaf of bread. And they put everything on their credit cards. Because of the added interest charges, you are probably paying at least 50% more for everything you buy. Is it shoes for the kids? Are you buying gas for the car? Are you buying groceries on your credit cards? Try going with a flat out cash process for buying everything for, say, just a month. Try doing that for a month. I'm not kidding. And see just exactly how you throttle back on your spending. You know, you took 100 out on your, you know, on the card machines, and you spend it like much faster than you thought you would. You're spending stuff fast on a credit card. When you're spending it with cash, not so much. Try doing this with cash for like maybe just a month. And this person here is talking about how on groceries alone, She's saving about 24%, she said, on groceries just because she's paying with cash, not on a credit card that's taking her longer to pay off. This is why we're still kind of knuckling down. This is the money that you can save. Think about 24, 25%, just to make it easy, 25% of your food budget for the month. Okay? Think about your household and how much you're spending for your pets, for your kids, for the people you love. You're going out, you're buying groceries for everybody. Imagine saving 25% on that just by spending cash. I absolutely love that. Good stuff, right? Another reason to keep saving. Stop spending, keep saving. Spend smart is because you want to buy a house. I have connected with so many people who, for the first time in, I'm not getting political, for the first time in about 9 years, are actually thinking about getting a house. They're feeling that secure. That is the reason why they are ignoring all of the spend, all the fun commercials out there. They're saving up money to buy a house. That is the big reason. I love this reason. That is one of the biggest reasons people have for saving money these days. They're saving up to either pay off the mortgage that they have, or they're saving up to get out of an apartment and get into a house that they own. Guys, it is so blessed smart. One of the biggest reasons that I have heard from people since we started the show zillions of years ago, the biggest reasons is because people want to save up for a house. It's smart. It's effective. It is going to put you on the track for wealth like you never thought possible. I absolutely love it. You want to take some baby steps? Try paying off your car instead, or try paying cash for your next car. The idea for leasing, a lot of people, they find it to be a good fit. I'm a huge fan of owning these assets outright. You want to get wealthy? Own your assets. Don't rent them. Own the place you live. Own your car. Own the big ticket items. It's all good. I know people who rent furniture. You know what? Own what you can own. It's an asset you can sell off later on. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out for a couple minutes, and I want to hear from you as well. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. What is your top, let's say, 3 to 5 reasons why you're still saving money like a maniac, like a ninja? You're totally focused on it. What are your biggest reasons? Say 5 reasons. Your biggest 5 reasons why you're saving money just as, totally laser focused as you ever did. I want to hear from you because I think we're going to have a lot of people listening coast to coast all with the same answers. Guys, hang out for a second. When we get back, more on reasons to save, not spend, right after this. Cheap and small.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to stay focused in this marvelous, fantastic economy we're living in, where things are on an upswing. Maybe you're feeling a little more financially secure in the job. Maybe you're feeling like you're paying down those bills a bit. You're thinking, maybe I'll splurge, do a little something. Splurges are fun. I'm the first one to say it. But I want you guys to keep the vast majority of your spending focus on long term, not short term, long term. Do I want you driving the fancy car? Yeah, but I want you to tick it up just a bit, where you're driving the fancy car, it's fully paid off, and you're retired at the same time, years ahead of schedule what you thought before. That's the kind of focus I'm talking about. So the biggest reasons to keep saving money, love the first one, becoming financially independent, saving money on groceries. And by that, I mean paying for groceries, paying for shoes for the kids, paying for gas for the car with cash. Try it. You're going to be astonished, amazed at how even your focused spending gets even more focused when you see how fast the cash disappears. It's real money we're talking about with your credit cards. I love this. Biggest reason for wanting to save money, for wanting to stay focused in your spending habits: buying a home. Love it. Next up, buying a car. Whether you want to or need to buy a new car, you're going to have a down payment. In order to get a car loan at a reasonable interest rate, you know how you get that reasonable interest rate? You save up some money instead of borrowing the money from your credit card at 20%. It's not getting you ahead doing that. 0% financing is reserved for great customers, okay? You are that great customer, whether you think you are or not. A car loan is a car loan, which so many people are doing, it's bound to cost you something, and it could be a lot, depending on some small moves you make. The best thing you can do is save up as large a down payment as you can afford and then consider your options, okay? Maybe buying a quality used car, which Victor has done for our household too many times to count, rather than a new one, will be what it takes to get you the vehicle you want. You want a nice car. You want a safe car for yourself, for your kids, for the other drivers on the road. It can be done for a lot less than you might be paying. That's why you're working hard to save up that big down payment, so you're paying less each month. I love it. Another huge reason, this is one of the top five, for focusing still on your spending: getting out of debt. If you ever want to get out of debt, you have to have some money saved. I know, sounds ironic, doesn't it? Yes, it does. However, the credit cards are never going to get paid off if you keep using them for every, air quotes, emergency that comes along. Even if you're an awesome planner, okay? And a lot of us like to consider themselves, I consider myself to be a decent planner. Stats show that half of us experience at least one totally unexpected expense each year, a good size one. And half of those will be unexpected car trouble. Hello, we had that last week. I'm not going to go into crazy detail because you guys have been so nice on my Facebook page. This past week, Victor, driving his car, nice car, bought it used for a fraction of the cost of retail, going up the Pennsylvania Turnpike, tons of trucks, tons of cars, a lot of responsible drivers, and a lot of crappy ice on top of the trucks.
piece of ice comes smashing off a truck going the opposite direction on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, hits my husband's windshield as he's going 65 the other direction. So there's a really sophisticated, scary as hell math question in there somewhere. But this huge chunk of ice hit my husband's windshield at far faster than you want anything hitting your windshield. Crushed the windshield while my husband's going 65 miles an hour. Luckily, he's got nerves of steel. And that those nerves of steel are going to come in mighty handy when I make him a full, you know, head-to-toe bubble wrap outfit from this point forward. Story for another day. He gets car pulled over. The windshield of his beautiful car, bought for a fraction of retail because he bought it used, is crunched. There's glass in the car. Shards of glass. There's glass in his hair. There's glass all over his sweater. There's glass everywhere. That's how messy this is. That is what's known as not only something that takes a couple years off my life with worry, also known as an unexpected car expense. All right, that's the kind of thing we have going on. So we get the windshield company comes out, replaces it for a few $100, and we paid, say it with me, cash. Because that's what you do. Because when you put $500 cash on a credit card and you don't pay it off right away, you are begging for a hassle later on. You look at it months down the road, and now $500 at how much percent interest each, you know, each month, you're paying more than the $500 to get the windshield done. Have some serious cash waiting for you for those unexpected needs, and you'll be a happy camper. Okay, coming up next. What are we, these are all so good. I want to know which one to pick here. Unforeseen expenses, we talked about that. Imagine how wonderfully grown up it feels. And you guys all know this. When you've got an unexpected expense, maybe the people you love, a family member or a beloved friend or something else, and they talk about all of their various expenses. Oh, this happened to the car. Oh, this happened, whatever. And you can have similar stories, except you mentioned that you pay cash. People have asked me before, do you recommend lending money out to people? I sound like such a miser. I do not recommend lending out money to people. You are going to be known, if you aren't already, as the one that always has money in savings. There's a double-edged sword there because, yeah, you're always going to have the expenses, the money for the expenses that you need. However, it's also going to become known pretty quickly to the people that you love, the ones that don't plan as well as you do. They're going to know you have cash, and they might come to you once or twice for it. In the case of a dire, unbelievable emergency, use your own best judgment. We have lent money out to family members. It never goes perfectly well, all right? So just, if you can, I mean, we always get the money back sooner or later, but it's just they got that kind of meh feeling to the whole thing. A little bit of lingering aftertaste that you just don't like. You're doing that sort of feeling like, don't do it. All right, do yourselves a favor. So that's the kind of, and then if anything, you know, mention how you had some money saved for whatever, and maybe they, by the grace of God, they pick up on your good habits and do that as well. All right, next up, for emergencies, we already talked about that. Another big reason to save rather than spend. Oh, here's a good one. And there's a lot of personal stories behind this. Another big reason to just save and, you know, spend smart. You could lose your job or get hurt. Now, today's job market is taking a marvelous, well-earned, well-deserved, skyrocketing move where people's job security is feeling the best that they have in years. Good for you. Here's the unforeseen thing. You could get hurt. You never, I mean, talk about, my God, Victor was so lucky in the car the other day. I still freak out just thinking about that, hitting his windshield. God forbid he had any kind of an injury where he got laid up for a bit, where his spastic wife is doting over him, making sure he doesn't move because he's got to get better, that kind of thing. You want to have money, just that falls into the emergencies as well. But you want to make sure you have everything you need for contingencies, too. That's what I'm talking about. How much time do we have? Oh, good, like another 2 minutes. Here's a big one. This sounds vague. It's not vague. Why do you want to save some money? You already know how hard you're working, all right? Why do you want to save as much of that as you can? To have a good life, all right? To have a good life. There are huge emotional, psychological, physical consequences to always living stressfully. Have you ever been this stressed out in your entire life? Okay? You have so many stresses going on. I get your emails. I read every single one of them, you guys. Stress is coming at you from all directions. The vast majority of the people I connect with, you're feeling so blessed. You've got a wonderful family, wonderful pets, wonderful, you know, lives. You've got jobs and coworkers. You really enjoy your life. But the word that keeps coming at me is stress. People are stressing from, you know, paycheck to paycheck. People who don't plan for their future as well as they'd like, who keep looking back and saying, oh, why did I spend that? They seem to run from crisis to crisis. There is an inherent bone-deep stress that goes with that. And that stress is going to eat away at your health. Work the other direction. Lower that stress level by realizing, oh my God, what happens if the car does what? Guess what? You got money in the bank. Oh my God, what if, you know, we really want to move the kids to a different school. You got money in the bank. Oh, I'd love to start going, you know, organic or whatever. Maybe we don't. You got money in the bank. oh, I'd love to put an extra payment down on the house this year. You got money in the bank. Every time you do that, the stress levels lowering in your body, your mind, your soul are going to have a ripple effect that will save you some huge cash down the road and say, oh, I don't know, heart surgery, you know, prescription drugs for panic, you know, whatever, that we all know somebody. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I want you thinking more long term. I want you thinking long term so that you are living a fantastic, longer life, free from all the financial crap out there that people have to worry about. I know. You know, I'm getting the crazy. Tony's waving me down. Back in a minute, guys. Stay tuned.
Cheap and small.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about how these fabulous new financial headlines are impacting all of us wonderfully. But there's this underlying current, this underlying message saying, you know what? Now's a great time to spend a little more money. Now's a great time to maybe throttle back on all those savings. Oh, it's so boring. You know, relax, enjoy yourself, reward yourself for, you know, having survived this past recession. Things are looking good. All of this is true. I want you guys to feel free to enjoy the fruits of your labor, but I want you thinking long term. I don't want you thinking, oh, this is great. I don't have to save anymore, do whatever else. Yeah, you do. And I think most of you know that, but sometimes it kind of helps to hear this sort of thing. One big thing I keep hearing from people, and I got in both hands, I'm looking at paper here. People are saying, you know, for the first time, they're feeling really secure. They got a little more wiggle room in their budget. What's the best way to start, you know, all of my, you know, my preachy ideas about saving more? Here's what you do. Because you'd be surprised, literally the people I connect with, I'm talking over 80%, easily over 80%, maybe substantially more, have no emergency fund set up, have no savings. I'm talking about people in their 20s all the way up to people in their 80s who have no savings. They're living paycheck to paycheck, check to check that comes in, and it's a little crazy making for everybody out there. You're working hard. You want that to translate into some security. How do you start? Here's how you start. Put $1,000 in the bank. Oh, Chris, I can't do that. You don't have no idea. You don't know what I make. You don't know what I bring in. No, I don't. I'm telling you anyway, get $1,000 in the bank. You don't eat out for a month. You don't buy anything other than the bare essentials. You're not buying shoes. You're not buying clothes. If you're wearing clothes, you're in good shape. You don't need more clothes. If you got nothing in the bank, it's time to get something in the bank. Start with $1,000. Have $1,000 in the bank. When you get that done, put pen to paper. Ideally, do this over the cost of, you do this over the course of a month. Write down every single thing you spent. Your rent, your mortgage, your taxes, your groceries, your gas, your little outings, your whatever, the things you do just to make yourself feel kind of good. You buy that slice of pizza. Write down every single blessed thing. You're rolling your eyes. Oh, I'm done. To write all this stuff down. You do have time to write it down, because here's what's going to happen. At the end of the month, you are going to flip out at how much you spend. All right. And then I want you to realize, you look at the final number. Here's how much I spend each month. You know how much you make each week, each day, maybe each hour. Translate how much work was required to buy all that stuff you just bought. Okay. Is that how you want to keep going? What can you start cutting out? How would you counsel a best friend who was coming to you with these numbers and tell them how to improve them, and then be your own best friend? You know what? You don't need to go out and make yourself a sandwich at home. You know what? You don't need to go driving like a crazy person. You know, you don't need the brand new car. Buy the used car. Buy the well-maintained used car from some reputable dealer. You were saving thousands of dollars. Don't go out to eat as much. It sounds lame. Oh, but you know, everybody else is going out. What are you, 10? Peer pressure? What do they got? They're probably in more of a hole than you are with regards to finances. And trust me when I tell you, I got buddies who send me notes from people. They think they're in a tough spot financially. They will connect with friends who are just on the skating edge of financial disaster. They got no equity left in their homes. They are having cars repossessed. They are having, you know, they've got no money in the bank and zero left in their credit cards. Trust me, there are people out there in worse shape than you are, but don't let that give you some false sense of, oh, I'm way ahead of the, you know, curve on this and this. Maybe you are. Doesn't mean you can't be a little more ahead of the curve, okay? Find out what you're spending each month. Get that $1,000 in the bank. When you find out how much you're spending each month, okay? And be very honest. Do not BS anybody, especially yourself. Get 6 times, or better still, 12 times that monthly amount to have 1 year's worth of expenses in the bank. What? How much time am I going to have to spend saving for that? I don't give a crap. I want you to have that money in the bank. You know why? You know why I'm talking kind of, I don't give a crap? Because I want you to know the feeling. Stop what you're doing for a second. How would it feel to have 1 year's worth of expenses in the bank? God forbid you get injured. God forbid you get fired. Unlikely in this economy, could still happen. Here's the next thing. You get 12 months worth of expenses in your bank account. How much easier would it be for you to go after your dream job? How much easier would it be to start your own company? You've got a year to do it with. How much easier would it be just to sleep at night, knowing that you've got that going on? How much easier would it be to maybe borrow a business loan, knowing you've got that kind of money in the bank? The ripple effects of having 1 year's worth of expenses in the bank cannot be understated. All right, imagine waking up in the morning. Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, whatever. You got a year's worth of expenses in the bank right now. That's your hard work at work. Spending it on, you know, crap out there. We've all had our times where we spent more than we should be spending. This is the time not to do that. You are currently sitting in an economy where businesses are handing out money right and left for things. And your fabulous talents should be rewarded for all the stuff that you're doing. Make your hard work pay off, not immediately with some brand new pair of shoes or some fancier car, but with a not so far off retirement where you are far more on easy street than you ever thought possible. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. All right, so get that stuff done. And again, meanwhile, we're halfway through the show and I've only got part of this stuff taken care of. I got so much to talk about here. Okay, this is a good one. If you want to save big over time, which is all we're talking about right now, start with the small stuff. I love this. A 38-year-old self-made millionaire said, I know there's some people out there that say you shouldn't worry about the $5 latte or the $5 fill in the blank. It could be a $5 anything. You know, maybe a book, you know, you're paying $10, $20 for. The more you think about it, cutting out the $5 anything was a good place to start. If you try, now here's this, I'm making the face. If you try to downsize your house, get rid of your cars, make all these drastic changes, it's super overwhelming. That I have to agree with that completely. So you hear people who do that. I don't mean to poo-poo it, because those are some bold moves, downsizing the house, getting rid of the cars. I'm not going to do that. I'm never going to do that. I'm in the house that I'm in for the rest of my life. I love my house. It's my fixer-upper. We, you know, saved great money on it. It's a great, you know, investment. Not selling the cars, not selling the house. I'm willing to bet you guys are feeling the same way. However, here are the 10 relatively small, relatively easy things to give up besides the morning latte, because everybody uses that as an, you know, as their example. It's getting boring. That could increase your savings rate significantly over time. All right. Oh, my God, yes. The vending machine at work. The vending machine anywhere. Wherever you go, there are vending machines. You get, you know, you fill up your gas tank, there's probably a vending machine within, you know, yelling distance. It's right there. Or a convenience store. You go to buy gas for your car, don't go in and buy other stuff. You're buying gas for your car. Don't go for the Psych 101 where, oh, I'm buying gas for the car, which you need. You don't need to go in and spend $2 for a coffee on top of that. Okay, just don't do it. The candy, the soda, your wallet's going to thank you, okay? Here's another good one. What do we got? 4 minutes, good stuff. Unused subscriptions. Guys, I'm not proud of this. I used to have a couple of subscriptions ages ago, before Katie was even born. It's one of those frivolous things, yada, yada. Here's the thing. I'm not giving up magazines because it's relaxing for me. I enjoy it. Here's what you do. You got any subscriptions right now where it's adding up between you and your spouse? Maybe a kid's got one. Get rid of the subscriptions. Okay, because how many 30-day free trials have you signed up for and then you forget to cancel? They're counting on you forgetting to cancel. Okay, you're not getting your money's worth from, you know, subscriptions even to like a gym membership that you signed for at the beginning of the year. Just cancel it. Here's what you do for the magazines. First of all, go to your local library where they will probably, every library I go to, I've got 4 libraries the kids love. Every library has a small little alcove area where people donate their air quotes old magazines from like a month ago, the ones that cost, you know, $5-6, and they give them away for about 25 cents. Those are the magazines you will find in my house. I adore it. It is guilt-free pleasure. I love those magazines. Same thing. Look over your last couple of credit card statements. Figure out exactly what you're paying for in terms of subscriptions to, you name it, magazines, software services, online services, gym memberships. Ask yourself which you could eliminate and cancel them on the spot to save yourself a couple hundred each year. Loving it. Turn to the page. Here we go. What's next? the buying lunch every day. You guys already know this. This is you know, beginner stuff with regards to saving money. But when you start writing down what you're spending each year, you're going to find some stuff sneaking in there with regards to buying, fill in the blank. Don't do it. Bottled water. Holy crap, yes. You know what? I love water. I'm a big water fan. I get it out of my tap at home, and I'm still alive. All right. People are spending hundreds of dollars a year on bottled water. A couple few of them a week, like, you know, maybe one a day, maybe three a week. You're spending over $100, easily over $100 on water that you can get from your own tap at home. Beautiful stuff. Excessive bar tabs. This is not me. However, I got some buddies. And you know, hold on. I'm in my late 40s. I got some buddies that know how to drink. And I've never gotten into that. And so you can imagine my shock when I see some bar taps once in a while when I'm out with buddies. I'm usually doing my Diet Coke with a handful of lemon slices in there, that kind of thing. Wonderfully boring. I am your designated driver. Excessive bar tabs are absurd. I mean, just the meal costs one thing. And I'm all for, you know, a fun little meal out once in a while. But the bar tabs are insane. I mean, people are spending $50 for a bar tab. It's just crazy making to me. You want to enjoy your nights out without breaking the bank? All right. Order either alcohol or food, but not both. How many people do you know that do that? I don't know anybody, you know, within my circle of friends who would rather order alcohol than food. I'm a food person. Forget the alcohol. But just the overpriced nature of it and the fact that it doesn't really do any good the next morning or whatever else. Just order the food. Enjoy yourself. If you enjoy an alcoholic beverage once in a while, do it on your own time at home. But skip buying alcohol in restaurants from now on. You're going to be saving. If you normally do, you're going to be saving yourself hundreds of bucks a year. I've seen it happen firsthand. I highly recommend it. And again, the ripple effects, always a good thing. Guys, hang out for a second. We'll be right back right after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, going full tilt bonus round on big fat punches you can make to your budget that are going to save you huge. The ripple effects. Case in point. Here's what I want you to do. Now, Victor could probably do a segment on this better than I could, but it is crazy. The various television cable type offerings that they have out there these days. And the big thing he says every single time is it's going to help knock out our cable bill. Now, we don't have a really big cable bill. So when he gets excited about this, it's really kind of cute. We don't do HBO. We don't do any of the movie channels. But now you've got the Roku. You've got everything else going on here. These days, cable is costing Americans oftentimes more than $150 a month. Sometimes people are saying $250 a month with regards to movies they purchase, everything else. That is crazy. I can feel the vein sticking out in the middle of my forehead just thinking about that. That is a large sum to pay for a service that people really don't take full advantage of. Okay, let's say it's just $100 a month. All right, that's $1,200 a year. How much time are you spending watching cable? Aren't you usually working as it is, or taking care of kids or grandkids or spouses or neighbors or friends? You don't have a lot of time for television to begin with. Am I right? Okay, so you've got $1,200 a year that you're saving on cable by throttling back on that. And that's actually a pretty conservative estimate. Say you save yourself $1,200 a year. In 2 years, that's almost $2,500. Save some, say you save on some food and stuff as well. You're talking at least $3,000, $4,000 within just a couple of years. There's your brand new car that's slightly used right then and there. You see the ripple effects I'm talking about? Take a solid look. Talk with people who are more knowledgeable about the cable than I am. But apparently, there are just movie options out there, cable options out there that are huge, amazing, and it's growing exponentially, you know, each month. All right. So it's saying you're cutting the cord, getting your TV via the internet through services like Netflix, which is what we've got at home. I know that for a fact. I can see that icon on my face. And that's just $8 a month. Okay. Rather than the $150 a month or $100 a month or $200 a month, $250 a month, try $8 a month. okay? Hulu, which is only maybe like $10 a month. HBO Now, which I have seen. We don't have it, but I've heard from people who are trying desperately to get HBO in front of my face again. And that's only $15 a month, okay? So people are talking about spending, 8 weeks. They have a package for $60 a week for 8 weeks. Oh, no way. I'm not spending $250 a month on stuff. That's insane. Go for your Netflix, $8 a month. I absolutely love it. HBO Now, say you've got, you know, family that you want to keep entertained. Maybe you guys have the house that all the kids wind up, you know, at after school, that kind of thing. You invest in some HBO Now, that sort of thing. There you go. You know, find the cable solutions, because those are the big ticket items. If you're spending $100 or $200 a month on anything out there, it's a car payment, it's a cable payment, it's a house payment, whatever. Those are the big ticket items that you want to seriously think about knocking down, because that's going to pay, just it's going to make a huge punch later on. The bigger the bill, the more you want to try to knock it down, because that's going to save you huge. All right, ATM fees. Yeah, people like to come. I only do an ATM with, you know, a bank withdrawal at my local convenience store here in the Philadelphia area. It's the Wawa stores. I hear from people who go to various banks. Go to your bank to withdraw money if you can. It's got to be a bank close to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gone to, you know, that bank to do your, you know, savings anyway. So always try to hit the bank, because I'm talking with people who do 2-3 withdrawals a week. If that's $5 a pop, there's $60 a month right there. $720 a year of your own money just from bank withdrawal fees to get your own money out of the bank. That's crazy. All right. And here's the biggest one. Here's something I wanted to touch on the most. I'm not naming names. You guys know your finances. You guys know your friends' finances. There's always going to be, no matter what your age, you could be 15, you could be 115, anywhere in between. There's always this subtle element of trying to show your friends that you know how to have fun just as much as you know how to work. My friends know I know how to work. I'm a bit of a workaholic. I enjoy the feeling of working hard. And my friends do too. I've got hardworking friends. You go out and enjoy yourself. You have this subtle kind of niggling feeling that you got to try to show up your friends, or at least match them in what they're doing. I have wonderful friends. They work like crazy. They would do anything for me. I would do anything for them. They love to spend money sometimes. I'm not going to spend money. Trying to keep up with the Joneses or trying to live up to your friends and your neighbor's standards, very, very tempting. And sometimes when you do it, you know you've got that millisecond of deep satisfaction. It's an expensive habit, guys. And guess what? That millisecond, it's gone. And then your money's gone at the same time. So if you stop just buying the gadgets based on what your friends do, chances are outstanding you're going to save a ton of money. Okay? There you go. Here's another thing. Building more wealth, breaking these bad money habits. Here's one big thing that you can do. Buy some, you know, throttle back on the brand name products and go for the generics, the groceries, the toiletries, the pet supplies. People, I don't have pets. I've got a turtle, a wonderful turtle, very low maintenance, couple of big old goldfish, totally spoiled. I'm talking to people who own actual mammals for their pets, and they're saying that going generic on their pet food is saving them hundreds, if not more, a year, which is just scary to me, okay? You don't have to buy generic for everything, all right? Identify what's really important to you, what you're willing to sacrifice, and then buy the brand name stuff for the things, you know, you really care about. Go generic for everything else, and then be ready to bang your head against a wall when you find out that nobody in your household notices. You go from the brand name expensive, costs double what the generic does. You bring home the generic, case in point, macaroni and cheese in my house. And my son is a macaroni and cheese aholic, worthy of a 10-step program. He adores it. I had to buy generic just out of necessity once. I cook it on up. He couldn't tell the difference. That alone is going to save me huge money. The bread brands that I buy, rather than the, you know, whatever brands, I'm making French toast, making regular toast, making sandwiches, making anything, nobody in my family notices. I could not believe it. Okay, here we go. Credit cards. Doesn't have to be a long-term strategy for your credit cards. If you can, like we talked about it at the top of the hour, ditch your plastic. Ditch that plastic for, say, a month, like we talked about. And then think about what happens to you. Think about just taking money out of your bank account how many times, and realizing as you have the cold, hard cash that you work so hard at running through your fingers, not like a credit card. When you're buying groceries with cash, you're going to buy them more carefully. When you're buying shoes with cash, you're going to buy them more carefully. When you go in and buy your gasoline with cash for one full month, you're going to be driving more judiciously. You're not going to be slamming on the gas, if you ever did. You're going to maybe throttle back on unnecessary driving. It's incredible. The one thing that you can do to really start getting a handle on your spending, pay for everything with cash for 1 month. Maybe not your mortgage, maybe not your car payment. That's stuff you got to do. But all of the day-to-day, you know, your kids' lunches, your, you know, say you do the lunch money at school, that's always with cash. Everything. Buying your gas, buying your groceries, buying everything with cash. And try doing that for 1 month. See if it kind of scales back compared to when you're doing everything with credit cards. I guarantee you, your hard-earned cash, more of it's going to stay in your bank account. Exactly where I want it. So if not for yourself, do it for me. Guys, the time has flown. Thanks for another fabulous week. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.